Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We are now just 6 weeks away from Christmas. Yes, just 6 weeks. It means so many different things to so many: retail, presents, credit cards, pressure, family, loneliness, feasting, and that kind of feeling of, phew, we've made it through the year. And there's actually the reason for the season, marking the birth of the Saviour Jesus. Hillsong Music is marking this Christmas in a very special way with the release of their new 2012 Christmas album, We Have a Saviour. Since 1992, Hillsong Music has released more than 40 albums and sold more than 12 million of them. Many of their albums have achieved gold status in Australia, one achieved platinum, and another reached number one on the mainstream ARIA chart. We Have a Saviour includes Christmas classics as well as brand new songs to help us focus on what it's all about. So Ben Fielding, Autumn Hardman and Dave Ware from the Hillsong Music team are joining us now to tell us all about it and to give us a bit of a taste of their music in the Open House studio. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Lee.
Thanks very much for coming in. Quick question for each of you about the season. When I say Christmas, you picture autumn?
Snow.
I picture family backyard cricket.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You wouldn't be alone, Ben. Mm-hmm.
Definitely presents for me.
Yeah.
Presents,
good one.
I think that's on all our minds. Give us a sense of the reach of Hillsong Music, because long ago it ceased to be just an Aussie thing, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, still to this day, you know, we're primarily a local church. You know, we've seen amazing growth in our church over the last few years, and it's given us the ability to plant churches in places like Cape Town and London and recently New York. And it's been amazing to see God move in our church. And, you know, you go to those other campuses and it's incredible to see that they're still our church, just in a different place.
Here's the big question. Could it be done without music, do you think?
Well, Pastor Brian always talks about our music as being like a arrowhead, if you like. Right. And I think that's a great picture, because music has a way of, you know, penetrating hearts and reaching people that I think sometimes we wouldn't be able to without it.
I'd say that music, and especially singing, it's not just a good idea, it's actually a Bible thing. And, you know, the Word encourages us to sing as a church, as believers, and there is a spiritual element to it. I actually don't think we could. Like, singing is very important to the church.
I agree. I just think that music's the platform that opens people's hearts, and it's been something that God's used through this church to kind of open the doors into people's hearts around the world.
And music does have a very special impact at Christmas time, I reckon. Christmas carols, of course, numbers of really memorable Christmas songs from artists, you know, like John Lennon down through the years. Music really resonates at this time of the year, doesn't it?
Definitely.
I think that music has an incredible ability to engage us. So there's a sentimentality, I think, about music as well, and definitely at Christmas. I mean, you kind of hear, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas and all these kind of songs, and it brings back memories, you know, it brings back, you know, a fondness of that time of year. And so in a way that, you know, just simply like hearing a message perhaps can't.
And it again uniquely crosses over between people with Christian faith and those without, who'll still happily sing songs of the Saviour Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I kind of think that one of the reasons why is it's associated with memories and family and unity. And so whenever you play a Christmas carol, it's just got this buzz about it, and people almost subconsciously don't even realize what they're singing, but they are singing about Jesus, and it just unifies and brings everyone together.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that we love bringing Christian music at Christmas time is often Christmas is a time of vulnerability, loneliness for people. They may not have the best family upbringing, and it's a time where they're actually open to the gospel, open to the message of Jesus. So it's a perfect opportunity for us to actually bring the message of hope and of Jesus Christ to people.
Out of all the music you've produced over the years, you've not done that many Christmas albums. Why are you revisiting it this year, Ben?
You know, it's been something like 6 years since we had done a Christmas project, and we were really keen to just interpret a lot of our favourite Christmas songs, and you know, we've written some new Christmas songs as well, and to reinterpret them in a way that is modern and that reaches people again with this timeless message, but in a new way.
Dave, tell us about some of the old favourites that you've got on the album.
Yeah, there's a good mix between, you know, what Benny was describing, the new sounds that we've brought through, but also traditional versions with, you know, with an edgy sound to it. Oh Holy Night and Silent Night and things like that, that would still resound with people that love the traditional sound of Christmas. We reckon there's something in there for everyone. So people that are into folky music or, you know, kind of edgier, newer sounds, they can appreciate this album.
Are there words that you can use to describe what makes this album different from all the other Christmas albums?
I would say that this album's got a little bit of everything. So it's a little bit eclectic. It's got some more traditional sounding songs and then some, you know, Mumford and Sons type of, you know, just a little sliver of everything.
Nice.
So there's a variety if you click through the tracks. And that was kind of what we wanted to do, give a little bit of everything.
The overarching message or theme of this is what, do you reckon?
I think the title track sums it up really well. That's that the message of Christmas is that we have a saviour. That's what people identify with at Christmas time, this great hope that we have. And that song, We Have a Saviour, really kind of spells out the message that we have at Christmas.
You obviously see this as a way of connecting people with Christian faith, using Christmas as a launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, I mean, we obviously believe that Jesus provides hope. You know, Jesus provides, you know, a timeless message, a message that has reached people for thousands of years, and he still wants to reach people today and, you know, connect people with God and with their true reason for being alive. And Christmas, I think, you know, we're open at this time of the year, you know, where it's a family time, it's a time for reflecting on the year, and I think it's a great time to ask ourselves questions about life, about where we stand with God, and hopefully this project brings and speaks hope into that.
Dave, how would you reflect on that question?
There's definitely a couple of opportunities a year where people who aren't usually inclined to, you know, opening their hearts or even their ears to the message of love and hope that is Jesus. And so those couple of times that people are, I guess, you know, as a church, we feel responsible to them to present them with that picture of Jesus, that message of hope.
Before we get a taste of the new album, I want to ask you each this question. What does making Christian music mean to you, Autumn?
Well, I think if you're a Christian and you're a musician and you get to make Christian music, it's wonderful because it's your passions all put together.
Good luck for you, I say.
And so it's work, but it's fun and it's what you love and it's all your passions put into one.
What a treat. Mm. Ben, what would you say?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to use art and to use creativity to direct people towards God. And I think that's deeply at the heart of what I feel called to as a person. And then to be able to combine that with something that I love creating is awesome.
Great stuff.
Yeah, well, Christian music to me is almost like a national anthem, you know. We're citizens of the Church of Heaven as such. And when you sing about God and you sing about Him, His love for us, I guess it's similar to an Aussie singing you know, the national anthem in another country. And so, we're really passionate about it, and that's how I kind of view it.
And we're really pleased you're going to share some of it with us. What have you chosen to perform in the Open House studio?
Well, I thought we'd sing We Have a Saviour, the title track.
Okay. Ben, Dave and Autumn, thank you so much. Wish you all the best with it. I'm sure it'll be a huge hit. Thanks for joining us on Open House.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
This is We Have a Saviour from Hillsong Music.
A child has been given, the King of our freedom. Sing for the light has come. This is Christmas. Come and adore Him and bring gifts before Him. Joy to the world, worship the sun. This is Christmas. This is Jesus Emmanuel, here with us. Tell all the world, we have a Savior. We have a Savior. We are no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior. We have a Savior. Gym with the angels and lift up your voices and join in the song of hope. This is Christmas. This is Jesus Emmanuel. here with us. Tell all the world we have a Savior. We have a Savior. We are no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior. We have a Savior. And His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. Yes, His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. This is Jesus. Savior, we have a Savior.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.